Should I see an action movie or maybe a thriller? Animated films are always fun. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and as you can see, I'm in the mood to watch a movie. Well, you're in luck, because today's title is Holiday Movies. And so we're going to be learning about some films that are out this season that maybe you would be interested in watching. Okay, I love all kinds of films, action movies, thrillers, comedies, dramas, animated films too. Today's films are all animated. We have the Peanuts movie. That's not about nuts that you can eat, by the way. We also have The Good Dinosaur and Alvin and the Chipmunks. This movie is called The Road Chip. I wonder what that's all about. Well, friends, I'm in the mood for a movie. Are you? Open up your magazine and let's begin. Come on.
Holiday movies. The holiday season wouldn't be complete without big films on the silver screen. When the end of the year rolls around, movie fans get excited. This year is no exception. Some of the year's best movies are coming soon to a theater near you. The Peanuts movie brings Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and all their friends to the big screen. Snoopy is after his nemesis, the Red Baron, and Charlie Brown has his own mission to complete.
Hi everyone, 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 mission 这个名词。mission 在这里是指任务。例如 ,the secret agent was sent on a mission to capture the head of a terrorist organization. 这名情报员被指派要抓哪一个恐怖组织的首领。或者是 the new CEO's mission is to create more revenue for the company. 这位新执行长的任务就是要替公司创造更多的收益。Mission 也指使命，例如 He sees helping the needy as his lifelong mission. 他认为帮助有需要的人是他一生的使命。接下来我们看的是 Nemesis 这个名词。Nemesis 是指劲敌或死对头。例如 Superman was captured by his nemesis Lex Luthor in the movie Superman Returns. 在《超人再起》这部电影中，超人被他的死对头 Lex Luthor 给抓起来了。注意 Nemesis 的复数形式字尾的 SIS 变成 SES 变成 Nemesis 例如 The team encountered their Nemesis one after the other in the tournament 这支球队在锦标赛中一次又一次的遭遇劲敌
Hello again friends You know Rebecca speaking of the Peanuts movie which we just heard about You know that's based off of a comic strip
Let's see. Yes, I used to read that comic strip.
Yeah.
Yes, and I love it. Gabe, I love Snoopy.
I know, everybody loves Snoopy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to read that in the newspaper, along with other comics like Garfield and Calvin and Hobbes. Did you ever read Calvin and Hobbes, Rebecca? Mm. The little boy with a stuffed animal tiger, and he imagines that it comes to life. That's a pretty fun comic, too.
You know, I actually never read that comic, but I definitely enjoyed Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
Garfield, that big orange kitty cat.
Yes, that big fat orange kitty cat.
Right.
And of course, there have been movies about Garfield, and now finally, there is a Peanuts movie. It actually came out about a month ago on November 6th in the United States, but it is coming out Christmas Day in Taipei.
Yay! A
yes.
movie that we can go see.Well, speaking of movies, mm-hmm. our lesson, as you already know, friends, is called Holiday Movies. Now, I have an interesting question, Gabe.
Yes.
Our lesson is all about holiday movies, but none of our movies are actually about the holiday season.
Right. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's interesting you mention that. Holiday movies are movies that come out during the holiday season. And not just any holiday season. In the West, when you hear someone talking about the holiday season, they're usually talking about Christmas, the Christmas season, or the winter time, basically the time when people take a vacation. That is the holiday season.
Great explanation, Gabe. Well, I was getting kind of excited because I thought for sure I would see a movie about the Christmas season. Oh, well, I have enough of those movies in other places. Well, let's talk about our lesson, holiday movies. We read, the holiday season wouldn't be complete without big films on the silver screen. Now, I really like this phrase, wouldn't be complete without. If something is complete, that means it's perfect, right?
Well, in a way, actually, yeah. So if you think about it like that, the holiday season wouldn't be perfect without seeing movies in a movie theater. Well, there are other ways you could use this phrase. For example, I think of the hot springs when I think of winter. You know, winter vacation wouldn't be complete without a trip to the hot springs.
Oh, no, Gabe. I have not yet gone to the hot springs this season.
Well, Rebecca,
yeah.
It wouldn't be complete without a trip to the hot springs. You need to go sometime this winter before it gets too hot.
I guess I'm going to have to do that sometime very soon. Okay, well, I've got an example right here. An Italian dinner wouldn't be complete without...
Pasta! And Italian people.
Gabe.
And,
Gabe, no, no, no. Obviously, if you're having an Italian dinner, you're going to have pasta. But I was thinking an Italian dinner wouldn't be complete without bread and butter.
Oh, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of food, you know a Greek dinner wouldn't be complete without a Greek salad.
Ooh, a Greek salad with the black olives,
yes.
The tomatoes, the feta cheese, and then, of course, vinaigrette drizzled on top.
Oh, sounds speaking good. Of food, again, where's my popcorn? You know, going to the movies wouldn't be complete. It's not complete without popcorn. I have to get my popcorn. But first, let's continue with our lesson. We read, when the end of the year rolls around, that means when it comes by, movie fans get excited. And then what happens?
Well, this year is no exception. Some of the year's best movies are coming soon to a theater near you. And of course, we see the Peanuts movie brings Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and all of their friends to the big screen.
Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
Check it out. That's Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and all of their friends right here on this big screen.
Gabe, they look a little different, don't they?
Yeah. I actually really like this animation style. I think this is going to be quite a cute film. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I am too. Well, Gabe, I guess you're probably going to go see this movie, aren't you?
I think I will, Rebecca. Maybe we should go see this movie together.
That's a good idea, Gabe. We should go see this movie, maybe even on Christmas Day. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, Snoopy is after his nemesis, the Red Baron, and Charlie Brown has his own mission to complete. But I want to talk about this word, after. Typically, when I hear this word, I think of, after school, I'm going to go get ice cream, or after the dentist, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, you're right. Like the opposite of before.
Right.
However, in our lesson, friends, this word is used a little differently. Actually, it's very different. If you're after something, that means you're trying to find something, or maybe you're even trying to catch something. So, for example, in a lot of movies, the CIA is after someone in another country. They're trying to go and catch that person.
Or you could say, the police are after the man who broke into my car. They're trying to find the person.
Okay, and Snoopy is after his nemesis. This is part of the plot. What's a nemesis, Rebecca?
Oh, that's a good question, Gabe. It's just another word for enemy. So Snoopy is after his enemy.
Okay, and the enemy is the Red Baron. Charlie Brown has his own mission to complete. And Rebecca, do you know what time it is?
It's twin time.
Yes, in the next section we will see the word propose. Let's see what the ladies have to say about that with our closer look.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina.
And I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word propose. The word propose is a verb, and it means to ask someone to marry you. For a better understanding, let's take a look at our sentence for today. They think he is going to propose to his girlfriend in New York City and dump them. If you read the article, you know they is referring to Alvin and the Chipmunks in the upcoming movie, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip. They think their friend is going to ask his girlfriend to marry him. In other words, propose to her. All right, let's look at an example sentence. David proposed to Ellen in April. Now, when I think about the word propose, I imagine a man getting down on one knee in front of his girlfriend saying, "Will you marry me?" and then putting a diamond ring on her finger. Now, not everyone proposes this way. There are different ways people propose. Have you ever proposed to anyone? Are you planning to propose to someone? If you are, good luck. Okay, now I am going to teach you guys another meaning for the word propose. Propose, again, as a verb, means to suggest or consider a possible plan or action. Let's take a look at an example sentence. Jim proposed going to a movie and having dinner afterward. Jim had an idea and a plan of action, which was to go to a movie and have dinner after. Well, that's all for now. We'll see you next time.
Whoa, this is so cool. Hi friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I'm ready to see a movie. I have my popcorn and my 3D glasses. Everything looks so big and close. This big studio, big popcorn.
Hey, Gabe.
Big Rebecca.
That's funny. Have you seen this?
Yeah, big dinosaur.
Wait, just a moment. This is a nice dinosaur. He's so small, he wouldn't hurt anybody. Well, friends, let's continue with our lesson. Oh, you're so nice. Look at you.
Holiday movies. The Good Dinosaur takes place in a world where dinosaurs did not become extinct. A dinosaur named Arlo makes a human friend. Together, they travel through a dark and mysterious area where Arlo must face his fears. Alvin and the Chipmunks return in Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Trip. They misunderstand what their good friend Dave is up to. They think he is going to propose to his girlfriend in New York City and dump them. They have just 3 days to stop him.
OK, 我们继续看的是 extinct 这个形容词。Extinct 是指绝种的。例如 wildcats are becoming extinct in many regions. 野猫在许多区域渐渐变成绝种的了。或者是 the tribe became extinct after it came into contact with civilization. 这个部落与文明接触之后就消失了。Extinct 也指消失的、不存在的。例如 employees with this kind of loyalty are extinct now. 这种忠心耿耿的职员已经绝种了。所以我们看的是 dump 这个动词。dump 在这里是指抛弃或甩掉对方。例如 Kathy dumped her boyfriend because he stole.Kathy 因为男朋友很无聊，所以甩了他。Dump 也指丢弃或扔掉。例如 ,the stolen car was dumped near the train station. 这台脏车被丢弃在火车站附近。Dump 也可以当名字，意思是垃圾场或者是乱七八糟的地方。例如 ,his room is a dump. You can't even find a place to stand. 他的房间简直是垃圾堆，你连站的地方都找不到。And now, let's go back to our teachers.
Wait, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe?
Are you sure that dinosaur's not dangerous?
Gabe, this dinosaur is not going to hurt anybody.
Really?
It is the good dinosaur.
That's a good dinosaur?
This is a good dinosaur. Good dinosaurs don't hurt anybody.
Hey, speaking of good dinosaurs,
yeah.
Look at this. This is that film that just came out. Actually, it came out November 25th in the United States and in Taipei. Friends, have you seen this film, The Good Dinosaur?
And look at this dinosaur looks almost exactly like the dinosaur in the picture. Gabe, why don't you...
Why don't I what? Rebecca, that looks really scary.
Oh, this is so much fun, friends. Gabe is scared of the good dinosaur.
That's not a good dinosaur. Rebecca, that makes me have fear. I have a lot of fear when I see that dinosaur
in your
hand.
Well, it's time for you to face your fears.
Face my fears?
Yes.
I think the only way to do that is to take off my 3D glasses.
Okay.
Oh.
See, look it.
Hey, she's a little cutie.
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Gabe. And of course, we learn in our lesson, the good dinosaur takes place in a world where dinosaurs did not become extinct.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, friends, if something is extinct, that means that they no longer exist. They die out, but not the good dinosaur.
My fears are extinct. They no longer exist. I'm no longer afraid. I am facing my fears. Friends, you see that phrase in our lesson too, right? Together, this dinosaur and this boy, they travel through a dark and mysterious area where Arlo, the dinosaur, must face his fears. Rebecca, what does it mean to face your fears?
Well, if you face your fears, this means that you actually deal with your fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, if people are afraid of something, they tend to want to run away from the very thing that they're afraid of, like Gabe was doing when he saw the dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
He was trying to run away from the dinosaur.
But I faced my fears by taking off my 3D glasses.
That's right. And you realize that the dinosaur wasn't as big as you thought it was.
Exactly. Well, friends, what are some fears that you have? People are afraid of different things, right? I mean, some people are afraid of water. Maybe they had a bad experience in a pool when they were younger, and so they have to face their fears. Maybe they try to go swimming more and more. They face their fears. Maybe they can even overcome their fears.
Exactly. Now, as a kid, I was deathly afraid of elevators. I hated elevators. Going into that small space, I thought that I might get stuck in the elevator. Well, one day, I decided I needed to face my fear and overcome that fear of elevators.
I'm glad you did, Rebecca. Even though walking up the stairs is healthier for you. What is another common fear that people have? Speaking in public. But friends, if you have an English speech, that's a great way to improve your English speaking skills. Try to face that fear. Give a good speech in English.
Great idea, Gabe. Well, anyway, let's talk about Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin and the Chipmunks return in Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
And Rebecca, I gotta say, I have a nice picture of Alvin and the Chipmunks right over here. This is Alvin.
Gabe, time out for just a moment.
Huh?
That is not Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's a chipmunk, Rebecca.
The picture that was just there.
Yes, this is a chipmunk.
Oh.
But, well, I guess you're right. This is not Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. This is a real chipmunk. I think he's so cute. Chipmunks are cute little animals.
They are really cute animals. I agree. Well, let's learn something more about Alvin and the Chipmunks. They just had a misunderstanding with their friend Dave.
Mm-hmm.
They think he is going to propose to his girlfriend in New York City and dump them. That's terrible.
Well, it is terrible. You shouldn't dump your friends.
No.
Sometimes people use the word dump when they break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend. However, it's not a nice thing to do. And especially if you have good friends, don't dump your friends just for your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Exactly. Well, right now, it's time for us to join the guys in the InfoCloud. They want to talk about proposing.
Again? All right, I guess we'll have another lesson about proposing. Here we go.
Today, let's talk about a proposal, or more precisely, a marriage proposal. So ladies, we apologize that this is a topic that's more for the guys.
Okay, guys, if you like a girl enough that you want to spend the rest of your life with her, you need to consider popping the question.
That's right. Popping the question simply means asking your girlfriend to marry you. But when you say those four words, "Will you marry me?" be sure you produce a ring as well.
And also be sure you do so on bended knee. If your girlfriend says yes, and we hope she does, then you two would be considered engaged, and your girlfriend would become your fiancé.
Now, we know getting engaged in Asia is a much more complicated affair that involves family rituals. But in the West, as soon as the woman says yes and puts on that ring, the couple is considered engaged.
Now, a word about fiancé. Fiancé, spelled with one E at the end, refers to the man you plan to marry. Fiancé with two E's at the end refers to the woman you plan to marry.
动词 propose 是提议, 但如果你 propose to someone 就是向某人求婚, 因此求婚的名词是 proposal, 讲得更明确一点, 可以讲 marriage proposal. 当你向某人说 Will you marry me? 你当然希望对方会说 yes. 要注意在美国, 当男生向女生求婚, 女生答应的话, 他们就算 engaged, 订婚了。这个在亚洲国家叫做私定终身, 因为亚洲国家通常还有一个订婚的仪式。 另外, fiancé 是指未婚夫, 若是要表达未婚妻, 就要在字尾再加一个e, fiancé。 这两个字虽然拼法不同, 但念法完全一样, 重音在后面, fiancé。 那就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
The end of the year means lots of new movies. Some fun movies to watch out for are the Peanuts movie with Charlie Brown and his dog Snoopy and their friends. The Red Baron will appear as well. And did you know that there is a world where dinosaurs did not become extinct? Meet Arlo in The Good Dinosaur, who has to meet his fears. And everyone loves Alvin and the Chipmunks. And this year in The Road Trip, they think their friend Dave is going to dump them. They want to stop him. Catch all these movies this winter.
Thanks, Linda. Hello, I'm a good dinosaur.
Me too. I won't dump you for my friends.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And we have more to learn about holiday movies next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.